We're dying from pollution in here. Hello, and welcome to the Greater Dayton Podcast, where we cover news, historical facts, and some upcoming events with some comedy mixed in. It's Thursday, June 26th, and we're glad you're tuning in with us today. I'm your host, Aaron Chamberlain, and joining me, as always, the guy bringing the humor, it's Jamie Yost. How are you doing today on 626?
I'm doing good. What is 626?
626, I think, as in reference to an alien.
What kind of alien?
He has a specific color. It's not purple.
Does he probe things?
Maybe. Maybe.
That kind of alien.
Lilo and Stitch. Six two six.
That kind of alien.
That kind of alien.
The one you can't understand because he just goes,
hi.
Yeah.
For all that audio texture out there, if everybody enjoys our voice impressions. How's your week been, Jamie?
It's been hot.
Hot. Yeah. That was something I was going to bring up.
Really hot.
You need ice just on you at all times.
Yeah, I probably had a small heat stroke today, but I'll be all right.
Well, it did rain today to cool you off a little bit.
It helped.
Kind of why we're starting a little bit late today, but
as long as she's not late.
It was, there you go. I haven't had to deal with that one in a while, and I'm just kidding. We had a lot of rain pour down everywhere in this area. There was a couple cars that were flooded because it got full down at this lower underpass, and I saw cars floating. I was like, whoa, that's intense.
What kind of car was it?
It was a low riding car, kind of like mine.
Right.
So I saw his car and I was like, I'm not going in there. Yeah, the police had us kind of blocked.
Hopefully
off
they got insurance. Probably yeah. Not flood insurance.
How often do you have flood insurance on a car? I don't think you can. All right. Let's get on over to the news. All right. So we got some.
What that was.
I'm working on my jingles. All right. Over in Ohio news, we got a decent amount, so I'm just going to kind of go through this. Looks like the Ohio Senate voted along party lines this week to pass a bill that would block local protections against immigration-related arrests. Cincinnati-based Kroger. Did you know Kroger was from Cincinnati?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've actually been in the main store, as they call it. They'll close about 60 stores in the next 18 months. However, no stores in Dayton, Cincinnati are to be closed, so that's good news. Hate to see Kroger go anywhere. New Ohio law, House Bill 29, has led to the reversal of driver's license suspensions for over 40,000 drivers in this local area and more than 170,000 statewide for failing to pay court fines or fees. That's basically they lost their driving privileges because of that. So effective this past April, the law eliminates these debt-related suspensions and also ends that practice for certain drug offenses and truancy. A lot of people praise this new law, stating that a person's ability to drive and earn a living should not be tied to their ability to pay a fine. Because that's what they're trying to do, is earn a living to pay the fine, right?
Right.
Yeah. Ohio lawmakers set to remove majority of educators from retired teachers' pension fund board. Not quite sure exactly what that means, but if it applies to you, I'd definitely look into that. Ohio Senate proposes sunsetting a tax credit that has helped rehab beloved historic buildings in the region. So that may not be good for our historical sites. Then lastly, a new Ohio bill has been introduced named after a deputy killed in the line of duty. Ohio's Larry Henderson Act would mandate the death penalty or life without parole for anyone convicted of murdering a peace officer, prosecutor, first responder, or military member. I think it's a good thing to have in place. Prevent, discourage people from doing anything along those lines.
Yeah.
All right. Moving on to some Dayton news. This is kind of an event, but I kind of want to mention it because it is kind of news. So tomorrow from 8:30 to 9:30, Ronald McDonald House has a breakfast briefing. Basically, you can come to you can come tour the new Ronald McDonald House and hear the stories from the heart and learn how you can get involved. Do you know much about the Ronald McDonald organization, or I can't remember what exactly?
The only thing I know is basically they help people with housing if, like, your kid is having a surgery or something.
Yeah.
Stay there.
It's it's one of those charities that really does great things.
Right.
Not charity that just launders your money, pretty much. Looks like Dayton estimates that there are roughly 1 in 7 water service lines in the city are partially or fully made out of lead or galvanized steel and may need to be replaced.
Sounds like they're looking for money.
We don't want any lead in our pipes.
Right.
Just fluoride.
Right.
Looks like the Dayton Convention Center renovation celebration, there's going to be a public ribbon cutting and open house for the newly completed $45 million convention renovation. That'll be tomorrow, June 27th at 3 p.m.
I'm going to miss it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to miss it too.
What if they keep part of the ribbon?
Yeah, and they hide it.
Yeah.
Hide it up in the rafters or somewhere.
Yeah.
It could be a scavenger hunt.
Right.
It looks like a new addition at the Dayton Air Ballpark. The Dragons are building the Dragons Diamond Club, which is a 5,000 square foot hospitality facility during the games and year round events for rentals. 200 guests, or up to 200 guests, and then the project is $6 million. Expected to open this fall.
That's an expensive diamond.
It is. shine bright like a diamond.
Right.
Revitalization of the downtown building and garage. This is the vacant Center City building is planned to be redeveloped into over 200 housing units and retail space. Completion by 2027. The neighboring Air City Garage will also be renovated by the Greater Dayton RTA with a $10 million investment to provide 400 parking spots for those new residents. That's a lot of spaces.
Yeah, they're going to build a house and a garage, and then they're going to tear something down and put a garage where the other thing was.
It's kind of part of the places to stay, housing units. So 200 housing units, 400 parking spots. So you get 2 cars per house. Some new businesses coming to downtown. I mentioned a couple of Penn's Mechanical that's now open. I think that was at the old Mueller's Barn or Brew Barn. Nook and Needle Cross Stitch store opening this summer in Dayton Arcades, North Arcade.
What's the name of it?
Nook and Needle. Yeah. So, you into cross stitching?
Yeah, sure. Every day.
Every day.
Yeah.
Little Bear is a new brunch restaurant for the owners of Wheat Penny, opening on Wayne Avenue in Oregon.
Little Bears?
Little Bear.
Well, there's a bear going around in
our
area.
I heard about that.
Everywhere.
Yeah. Sounds like a song about to come out of nowhere.
Right.
It's here in Huber, you say.
Hugh Bear.
Hugh Bear.
Yep.
So if they make an appearance on the podcast, you know, we'll be sure to ask them how they've been treated lately.
Probably unbearable.
I'm sure there's a lot more you could get with that one.
Right.
Yeah,
just the bare essentials.
Yeah. Blind Rage Records. The record shop is moving to a new location in the Oregon district. No opening date has been set.
Are they taking over the other record shop? Most likely.
Sure.
I think Katie's dad owns that one.
Oh.
You can ask her tomorrow.
Okay. I'll do that.
Yeah.
A block party. This is also an event.
For Charlie Brown, right? Blockhead?
No, not quite.
No.
This is celebrating the poet Paul Lawrence Dunbar, his birthday.
Oh, okay.
Well, this party is going to be celebrated this Sunday from 2 to 7 in Dayton's Wright Dunbar District. Rain or shine, featuring 30 food trucks, 80 retail vendors, and live entertainment. Won't be my band, but that's okay.
Yeah. Won't be mine either.
Closed because of that. All right, that's it for the Dayton news. Got any questions? That's all right. This ain't a training session. You don't get any questions. For Centerville, we got the first time in over 20 years.
It's a long time.
The city of Centerville has a new comprehensive plan. That's all they said. No, I'm just kidding.
They just got a plan? Congratulations.
The document will serve as a long-range strategic guide for future land use, economic development, and infrastructure decisions.
They've been planning that for 20 years now.
There's no plan.
Yeah.
I'm sure there's more. I just, you know, I think that's all you really need to know. All right, Trotwood. We don't get a lot of Trotwood news, so I wanted to throw some out there.
They're rebuilding?
Kind of. Well, there's two things. The first one's not so great.
They're tearing down.
Following the recent drowning, sorry to laugh. I'm not laughing at the drowning, but there was a 23-year-old they found in the Madison Lakes in Trotwood, and officials are urging the public to stop swimming there. This marks the third death at the lake in 3 years and the fifth in the last 12. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They got signs, I'm assuming, posted everywhere.
Don't swim. And they're just like, I can't read.
I wonder if they got like something in plans for like a barrier to where they just can't get in.
They should. I mean, it's kind of like at work where we have no fishing signs in our pond, but there are people there all the time. They're like, I didn't see the sign. I'm like, oh, well, you're blind.
Well, to be legit on the one, it's under a pine tree that you can't actually see.
Yeah.
As soon as you come around the corner, you'll see it.
It's like, there it is.
It's there.
And then the other thing, the state of Ohio has awarded more than $4.5 million in historic preservation tax credits for two large projects, one being the Trotwood Community Improvement Corporation, which will use it to help fund more than $25 million project to convert the vacant Sears store at the former Salem Mall into a mixed-use hub for businesses, government office, and other institutions. Let's see.
I think that's a historical spot, so they can't tear it down.
Right. And it says the project also aims to include a food hall and the Funk Music Hall of Fame. That'd be cool. That'd be cool. I mean, it's kind of sad. Like, I worked there for a little bit at that Sherwin-Williams store, and it's like, it's just so run down. But I remember people coming in, they're like, man, this place used to be popping, and now it's just kind of ran down. I'd like to see some revitalization in there. It looks like the second award will go to the rehabilitation of a blighted parking garage in Dayton. Man, we're all about the parking garages in Dayton.
Yeah, I love our parking garage.
Man, we got to have a parking garage here. All right, Springboro, another long one. After nearly 15 years in Lebanon, the Breakfast Club has opened a second location in Springboro's Wright Station development at North Main Street. This restaurant offers the same menu, yada, yada, yada. But it adds alcoholic beverages, including mimosas and espresso martinis. Wow.
Right.
That's insane. All right, Tip City. Beginning the 25th, the city of Tip City, that's funny, will close Ohio 571 at County Road 25A to perform road work through the intersection. This could take up to 3 to 4 weeks, so expect some detours. Troy, the construction of a roundabout near the Troy High School at the intersection of Adams Street, Riverside Drive, and Staunton Road, or Staunton? No, Staunton Road.
Something with an S.
It's been delayed. So it was originally scheduled for this summer, but the project is now on hold due to unexpected need to relocate utilities. Interesting.
You know what they say about those roundabouts? They get around.
Oh,
I hate those things. I really do.
You just don't know how to use it.
No, I know how to use them. It's like the movie.
Are you worried? You're worried more about the people that don't know how to use it.
Right.
It's too often. All right, moving down to Vandalia. Residents there are fighting a proposed 167 home development on South Brown School Road, citing concerns the companies will buy and rent out the properties. After residents gathered enough signatures for referendum to block it, the petition was invalidated due to a legal error on the forms provided by the city. Vandalia's law director admitted the mistake was his, but the city council denied the residents' request to redo the petition, citing a disclaimer of advising the group to seek its own legal counsel. Now, they're not having fun over there.
No. They should go to counseling.
For the second consecutive year, the Dayton Air Show, I went to that. It was nice and hot. It's fun, but it's hot. It's hot. Attracted 75,000 attendees despite the hot weather. Organizers expressed satisfaction with the turnout.
All that money will be spent on the roads.
Great financial health.
Right.
Next year's show is scheduled June 13th to 14th, and it's expected to feature the U.S. Navy Blue Angels. A flyover by a B-2 bomber, A flyover by a B-2 bomber is also being considered. Now, that would be sick. Did you imagine that flying over?
That's
the big bomber plane.
Stealth plane?
Yep, the one that's been in the news lately.
I feel like not too long ago, Wright Pat Air Force Museum used to do their fireworks. They had that flyover over there.
Yeah. I would love to see that.
It was neat. Yeah. It's weird looking, though.
Oh, yeah. All right, West Carrollton, City Council's newest member, has a track record of service to the community. Lauren Williams was appointed to the vacant spot, replacing Amanda Zenny, who served since January 2018. All right, Xenia. After 8 years in Yellow Springs, Miguel's Tacos is opening a second location on June 30th in Xenia Township. It'll be located inside the Emerge Center at 2960 West Enon Road. It looks like the previous place was just a taco truck, food truck. So now they got a little space.
They got a building.
Additionally. Lastly, Yellow Springs, we got a proposal to annex 84 acres of privately owned land on Enon Road for new housing development. It's causing debate in Yellow Springs. Property owners have requested an expedited annexation. A legal process available when all owners agree. The plan approved by the village council is for primarily residential development, includes 3.6-acre land donation to the local schools. However, some residents express concern that the project will lead to suburban-style sprawl, dubbed the Beaver Creekization of the village. Not to pull out a local-only town to make your point, but they did it anyways.
Right.
All right. What we got up next? I probably had to cut this out because I was not prepared. We won't fix anything in post. What are we talking about?
Hey, just be thankful it's not snowing outside.
I'd prefer the snow.
Where I'm at right now.
If I was cold, I would just put a jacket on.
Exactly. You can't run around naked.
You can only take off so many clothes.
Right.
And then that's it.
I mean, there was that video going around with the lady at Walmart that looked naked. Was she?
I didn't know. I don't know that one.
Did you not see that one?
No, I didn't.
In your spare time.
Okay. Walmart nudity.
Right. It was a big. Looked like a bodysuit, really.
Oh yeah. Yeah, those are very deceiving.
Yeah.
You look at it and like, what am I looking at here? You look like a Barbie doll.
No, didn't look like a Barbie doll. No, definitely not.
All right. Got any jokes for today?
I think that was one right there.
All
right,
there was your joke. Yeah. All right, let's talk about some history today.
Your history.
I'm
history.
I might be history after this last podcast. I'm just kidding. This ain't the last one. Not that I'm aware of, anyways.
Put in next week.
All right. Ohio facts. Looks like on 6/28. Nope, let's go back older. 6/30, 1794, siege of Fort Recovery, Ohio. Anglo-American Army holds off an attack on the fort by an Indian Confederate. On 6/28/1924, a tornado strikes Sandusky and Lorain, Ohio, killing 93.
That's a lot.
That is a lot. That is a lot. That's like watching the Twister movie.
Yeah.
Well, they got a second one out. That's pretty good.
I watched it.
That's good.
Liked it. Not as much as the first one, but it was all right.
Yeah. On 6/30/2012, mid-Atlantic storms in the U.S. kill 13 and leave millions without power in Ohio, Virginia, Maryland, and the District of Columbia, also known as D.C. July the 1st, 1934, Jamal Farah, American actor. Do you know what he was on?
A MASH.
He was.
Yeah.
And
he's
he was on After MASH.
Yeah. Is he the woman, right?
Corporal
Klinger.
Klinger?
Yeah. He's the one tried to go AWOL by dressing like a woman.
I never watched that. I would watch it, though. Even with its old, I grew up on TV Land and watching all the shows. I just never watched it.
Yeah.
He was born in, or she, he or she?
He, she.
Born in Toledo, yeah. Ohio.
Yeah.
All right. Last on our list. Which I'm actually pulling straight out of my book because I did not plan very well today.
Hey, does ketchup go on egg?
I have had it. It's okay. I'm not a huge ketchup fan, generally.
Okay.
but it's okay.
All right. I like ketchup on my eggs. What about everybody else out there? Leave a comment.
Leave a comment. Subscribe. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, you can subscribe, but you could just send us an email. You don't have to leave a comment.
Sure you do. I want to know if you like ketchup on eggs.
Okay.
Put the bloody sauce on there or not, man.
June 26th. It was the year 1799. David Hudson founds town in Summit County. He had purchased it from the Connecticut Western Reserve, and there's the town that bears his name. There's more here, but he built a congregational church. There's a few things in here.
Yeah, an interesting guy.
The town of Hudson would become known as a center of abolitionist activity and a major stop on the Underground Railroad. Okay. John Brown, who conducted the raid on Harper's Ferry, Virginia, grew up in Hudson. Huh. So there's some significance to that that town and that person. All right. Now, on to some fun things today. We're not going to do a famous person today. I mean, that was kind of a famous person. That's famous enough.
Right.
People, he was in a book.
So if, like, Batman had a nightmare, would it be like Ozzy Osbourne biting off his head?
Yeah. Did you know that Batman showed up to the Blood Center?
Really?
Yeah. This is probably two and a half, three years ago. Guy showed up in a Batman suit. He was, like, ready to give blood.
Really?
Yeah, I got a picture.
I had to see that.
I'll have to show you. That's funny.
Did he go, where to me?
Yeah.
Blood.
Give me the blood. All right, some special days of the week. What we got?
Today? 626.
Yeah. That's one of them.
Yeah, that's today. That's about all I know.
That's all you know?
No, I can look it up. Hang on. Let me see what I got.
Yeah, I'm there. I'm looking at them myself.
It's day.
Is that the one I wanted? No, this is the one I wanted.
National Canoe Day?
There we go.
But you need it because that car needed it.
It's not canoe. No, that's too. That's rich. I'm going to have to send that to my friend. I'm like, hey, there's that video I sent you.
Yeah, that makes
they didn't realize it was National Canoe Day.
Right.
That's not canoodling. That's canoe.
Rat Catcher's Day. Now, that was in a movie. Peacemaker.
Yeah.
I think was in that. Okay. So that was. What the hell was that? I can't think of the name of the movie.
National Pineapple Day, International Pineapple Day, but they're not upside down.
Chocolate Pudding Day,
Graham Cracker Day,
it's Handshake Day.
Oh, Graham, that's way too far in the future. What is this? This person is trying to sell me on the future. I want it right now. All right, what's going on tomorrow?
Tomorrow,
Scoliosis
Awareness.
There we go.
We're gonna grade on a curve. In a roundabout.
Oh, man. This guy.
Yeah, this guy.
You got it, though. I like it.
Decide to be married day.
National Bingo Day. And the image they have here is literally all elderly people. A couple of them with their hands in the air.
Right.
They're like, yes!
It's the ATM day. And not what you think it is.
So do you say ATM?
Yeah, that's the bank thing.
Do you say ATM machine?
What?
Do you say ATM or do you say ATM machine?
Go to the bank.
Okay.
Get some money.
If you say ATM machine, you're saying machine twice.
Really?
Yeah, it's an automated teller machine.
So machine?
Yep.
Yeah.
So it's funny that people say that.
Well, maybe they're classifying instead of the bad scenario that they could use the ATM.
Well, then you could get PTSD Awareness Day.
Exactly.
Right after that. National Onion Day, National Food Truck Day. Man, that's like every weekend. What are you talking about?
I like Saturdays better.
What is this? Micro, Small, and Medium Enterprises Day? Like, people are just making stuff up.
Somebody's got to have a holiday.
Unlike Helen Keller Day. That's tomorrow.
That's tomorrow?
That is tomorrow.
Friday. I don't have that one.
Yeah.
I can't see it.
The Orange Blossom Day. Well, it's funny because it's also Deaf Blind Awareness Week, which we mentioned last week. So
what?
It just kind of, I think they play in that. That was a little too plain. All right. Saturday. National Insurance Awareness Day.
Yeah, tapioca, my favorite.
Ooh, yeah. I haven't had a good tapioca in a long time. National Paul Bunyan Day.
It's the Great American Picnic Day.
Ooh. Might be too hot for that.
Yeah.
Climate Smart Skin Awareness Day. I mean, these are just funny. Global Smurf Day.
That's the thing? What, didn't the Smurf movie come out this weekend?
I think so. Look at that. Look at.
Oh, yep.
Yeah.
What's your favorite Smurf?
I can't say that I got to watch those. I was kind of banned as a kid.
Really?
Yeah. Something about magical.
I think I like Jokey Smurf.
Yeah.
Because he would always like make a present and would blow up on you. Funny.
Sounds like a winner to me.
Yeah. And he'd laugh at you. Even better. Hey.
International Ragweed Day. We got some fire trucks. You might hear them.
It's not their day.
They're probably fishing somebody out of the pond.
Right.
All right. Sunday, National Camera Day.
Yep.
Waffle Iron Day. Splurge on a fun waffle iron, like a Mickey Mouse shaped one, or dig that one out of the back of your cabinet.
Yeah, you got Hug Holiday.
A hug? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I like it. Log Cabin Day. We don't have any really of those around.
So that
here.
Would be with pancakes, right? Or waffles.
Yeah.
Which is it?
Waffles.
Okay.
Waffle iron.
Right.
Specifically.
Right.
Not just some.
Log Cabin syrup has to go on it.
St. Peter's Day.
That's a personal name.
Not the Peter that you're thinking. And it ain't no saint, let me tell you.
Well, he does take a bow or a knee.
National Almond Butter Crunch Day. National Diesel Billy Day. I don't even know.
I don't even know.
It's got a guy on there playing a guitar. National Diesel Billy Day is all about the gritty foot stomping sound that comes from blending country rock and a whole lot of twang. Celebrates the music of Bill Kirchin. Nice. A whole day for one guy.
Right. Bill Kirchin Day.
It is International Fisherman Day on Sunday.
Huh. So, that's probably like free fishing.
Yeah. Probably.
In Ohio, most likely.
Yeah. All right, what we got on Monday?
Back to work day.
Short
week.
National Meteor Watch Day. Corvette Day. Social Media Day.
National Organization for Women Day.
Wow.
So they're going to get organized. Finally.
National Outfit of the Day. Wow.
We're going to celebrate your marriage day.
There you go. Please take my children to work day.
No, thanks.
Snorkeling. Queer Youth of Faith Day. Got it. All right. Nothing exciting on that on Monday. All right, Tuesday, Reggae Day. Ooh, International Chicken Wing Day. I like it.
Somebody has a sale somewhere.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah.
I mean, if I owned a business, I would plan stuff around. Just, you know, that's why I like Bob's Burgers, because he's always got a themed burger.
I sent it to somebody at work where it was like a big chicken wing, all you can eat thing.
Yeah.
On that day.
Yeah, that's probably why.
I think it was B-Dubs. Not for sure.
National U.S. Postage Stamp Day.
That's it's Canada Day.
Is it?
The first.
Interesting.
They got to get ahead of us.
By three days. Blink 182 Day. Interesting.
Why is that?
Whatever. International Joke Day.
Hey!
Why did the chickens cross the road?
Because they had a joke.
To get away from all the terrible jokes on Joke Day. All right.
That's what it says?
That's what this says.
Wow.
American Zoo Day, Ginger Snap.
It says it's Watercolor Month.
Oh, really? Interesting. Well, let's get to Thursday, and then we can look at the weeks, see what they
got. Wednesday.
Wednesday, World Tutors Day, World UFO Day.
Hey.
Ooh, yeah. They don't call them UFO anymore. UFO now called, it's like unmanned something. UAPs.
UAP.
Unidentified aerial phenomena. Or unidentified anomalous phenomena.
Phenomena.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
They just wanted to make the song.
Exactly.
Made in a U.S. Day on the 2nd.
Right.
So
don't buy anything foreign, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's all we do every day.
It's kind of inevitable.
Special Recreation for the Disabled Day. National Report Military Fraud Day. Oh, my God. Ooh, Disco Day. That'd be fun. You know, I feel like I missed out on the disco era. Obviously, I was born after that time, but I really like it. Like, I enjoy it. I don't know how I do dancing, but...
The Bee Gees?
I like the music. Like, right. I like that beat.
Okay.
I won't charge you for any of that.
Right.
All right. On the third, National Chocolate Wafer Day, International Plastic Bag Free Day. Okay.
No paper. Got to use paper all day.
National Stay Out of the Sun Day.
Air Conditioning Appreciation Day.
Is it? Yeah.
This should be a monthly thing.
I see that. VI Emancipation Day.
Disobedience. Man.
Emancipation. What is this day? What does it stand for? Oh, Virginian Island. Virgin Islands, not Virginian.
Yeah, close enough.
Is there Emancipation Day? Okay. What did you say a second ago?
It said Disobedience Day.
Change up your life and let loose a little by breaking the rules. Breaking the law. March to the beat of your own drum. Ignore that advice that's holding you back.
Not going to do that.
All right.
Can't make me.
We got on the week. We got Rabbit Week.
Yay. Is that this week?
That is June 23rd through July 27th. That's a long, long time.
A lot of hopping.
Sweetness Week. Let's see. Where's the week? July starts National Ice Cream Month.
I'm all for that.
It also is Eggplant Month.
Not for that.
National Baked Bean Month. Lasagna Awareness Month.
Hey,
why is it awareness, though? Like,
I don't know.
It's a
hot month for lasagna, though.
Yeah, there's a regular beans month. Just beans month.
What has anything to do with Garfield?
Maybe. Disability Pride Month. They couldn't do it in June, so they're like, we'll push you to July. Come on.
To save the special people for the next month.
Why? Whatever. All right.
Now they roll.
National Horseradish Month also. Where's my weeks at? These are all months. Doesn't it should have a week thing. Oh, we had some.
I'm seeing where it says, like, on the 4th of July, it's Sidewalk Egg Frying Day.
Oh, man. That's great.
Yeah.
I don't think. Oh, well. I can't really find the week stuff because usually they have.
Excuse me.
See all the events in June. There we go. I want to see. National. Yeah, we missed some.
Hey, McDonald's doing something Hot Wheels wise, if you're into that.
Oh, really?
For that new movie that's out. Those little, like, Indy cars.
Yeah.
Indy cars.
Oh, yeah. I think I know what you're talking about.
Need those cars. Go to. Start hit McDonald's and get your little cars.
Vroom,
Morgan.
Vroom.
Courtney.
Hey, I know those people.
Yeah.
All right. That's enough for that. Let's talk about some events. You ready for some events?
Sure.
Let's talk about some holiday events. I had another category on here just for, you know, Christmas, Thanksgiving, all that jazz, because, you know, there's always special things going on. On Friday, we have Evans Family Ranch, 4th of July celebration. A lot of these are celebration stuff, so I'm not going to get too crazy with it. Huber Heights on Saturday has...
4th of July, only it's in June.
Do you know what it's called?
Yeah, Hoppin' in something Big Bang.
Star Spangled Heights.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Close. Lebanon looks like it got a couple days. The Red, White, and HBO.
HBO?
With a V for victory. Looks like Liberty Days in Fort Loraine, multi-days. Festival. Looks like Americana Festival's got multi-days. Fairborn 4th of July celebration has a couple days going on, starting the 3rd. These are all the 3rd at the moment. Oxford Festival, Freedom Festival, and then looks like Middletown has their July 3rd fireworks. Check times for some of these. Some of these aren't always accurate because I don't know. I've seen multiple events with the same event with multiple times, and they're not always the same. I'm like, whatever. Centerville Fireworks has something going on. Lebanon has the Light Up event. Vandalia has Star Spangled Celebration. And then in Springfield, they have the 27th annual Buck Creek Boom. I like that name, actually.
It's all this weekend or next week?
Next weekend. This is on the 3rd. Yeah, these are just the holiday stuff.
Oh, okay.
Because we're not, well, because we're probably going to do our show on Wednesday next week, so we might be able to touch on these again.
Yeah, I'm seeing, like, this weekend, it's mostly, hey, a flash flood warning coming up.
Uh-oh.
So you better get your canoe stuff back out again.
looks like Dayton Lights and Kettering, Red, White, and Kaboom, and Harbin Park, Fairfield.
Looks like Eaton, Huber Heights, and New Carlisle are the main ones around my area.
Yeah.
This weekend.
On Friday, July 4th, you have, oh, God, I have a burp I couldn't get rid of. There's a couple of the same ones that I just mentioned. Then you have Loveland Independence Day Celebration, Hamilton 4th of July, Military Tribute Tour in Dayton at the Woodland Cemetery, All-American Bash at Westchester Township. Looks like a couple of the Voice of America Museum, even funnier.
You said
All-American Bash at Voice of America.
It's going to be at a cemetery?
The military tribute tour.
Oh, okay.
That makes more sense.
They were having fireworks at a cemetery.
they might.
Wake up!
Waynesville's 4th of July, Yellow Spring 4th of July, Piqua Fest, and Piqua. Franklin 4th of July, Beaver Creek 4th of July celebration. Moraine has Star Spangled Boom. Springboro has the Burrow Boom. I like some of these cool names. Kettering has Play Kettering's Go Forth, spelled F-O-U. R-T-H, go forth.
Yeah.
Yellow Springs, 4th of July, Inglewood Fireworks Celebration, and then Kings Island has Star Spangled Nights. Then Saturday, we have a few of the same ones, so I'm not going to go over those again. All right. That's it for the holidays.
Interesting that I'm seeing, like, Urbana.
There's probably more that I missed.
St. Mary's, they have those on the 5th.
Yeah,
and like,
there's a lot, I think, this weekend, too, which we'll touch on.
That's right, like next weekend.
Yeah, let's go through some live music. So starting tomorrow, Yellow Cab's got Before the Day and More. Dunaway's in Troy has Take One Guests is free. At the Bach Family Brewing has Dan Rivers. And Piqua at the Lock Nine, the Hathaways. At the Barrel House, they have Jazz Night with George Balog. River in Miamisburg, Riverfront Park, Neon Moon, which is part of the Star Cities concert series. In Sydney, they got the Sydney Civic Big Band. Those are always fun. I want to go to those more.
Big bands?
Yep, I enjoy them.
Big bands, no whammies, stop.
Jane's on the Main in Miamisburg. We got Doug Hart. At the Schuster, they're still doing the MJ, the musical. In Troy, they got Cincinnati Transit Authority. Springboro has the summer concert, 22K Magic. Phone Booth Lounge, Be Caged. Springboro at the Barrel, Jeremiah Throwbridge. And then Thunder Lover and More at the Hidden Gem in Dayton. Or Centerville Road, Dayton, yeah. The Fab Four, which is the Rose Music Center. In Huber, that's the Beatles tribute band, I believe. I think that's what that is. Miamisburg, got Cody Garrett. At the Good Time Charlie's, and then Joey Vassalet Acoustic at the Courtyard Lounge in Inglewood. Then on Saturday, another long list, and it gets small after that. Saturday, West Milton, we got Ryan Berner at the Sugarland Social. At the Levitt, we have Blues Fest, so that'll be fun. Madison Park Live in Trotwood. Evan Holcomb at Long Shots in Troy. Rick Sylvester at Old Mason Winery in West Milton. Green Summer Concert, Retribution at the Green.
It's a Saturday, right?
Yep. I didn't even know they had.
That's a Journey band, isn't it?
The Green Summer, I don't know. Maybe. Retribution.
I think it's a Journey band.
Retribution. Maybe. It doesn't really. A lot of great 80s party. No, that's not right.
That's like an 80s thing.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
You want to learn more about them? You can look them up.
Go to the green.
Where was I?
Take an umbrella.
You might need it. North Lindsay at Leaf and Vine and Troy. Tony Gritch at Bach Family Brewing in Dayton. J.R. Feltner at the Bootleg Blues at the Dunaways in Troy. Ashley and Authority on Jane's on the Main. The Tillers and Paige Beller at Yellow Cab. Full Tilt at the Barrel. The Fugazis at the Phone Booth Lounge in Kettering. Abbott Brothers at the Phrase Pavilion. Tickets required. Some of these are free. Some of them have door charge or cost. And then Intergalactic Space Force and more at Courtyard Lounge, Inglewood. Moving on to Sunday, we got the Beaver Creek Concert Series. I just have a five here. I don't know if that's actually what they are, but it's at the Dominique Lofino Park. Lofino. Yeah. And then we would just skip on down to Wednesday. There's nothing else. I see Green Sky Bluegrass at the Rose Music. And then Thursday, we got the Levitt at Coral Moons at Gather by Ghostlight. Gather by Ghostlight. It's coming to me now. Jazz at the Gather. And then Kansas and 38 Special at the Rose Music Center.
That's all right. Special.
Moving on to some fairs and festivals. Starting on Friday, and we got the Mary Stein Country Fest. Looks like 3 days for that. Ohio Dream Fest in Anzonia, Ohio. That's a three-day thing. The Americana Market in New Carlisle. Looks like 3 days for that. New Knoxville Independence Day Festival. Looks like a two-day thing. And that is the same one as the other one. So let me just go ahead and delete that one. It says I don't need it twice. Then moving on to Saturday, we have the Bash at Bish in Greenville, Festival of American Crafts in Morrow, Hanover Township Kids Fest in Hamilton, Holy Guacamole Festival in Fairborn. I kind of want to go to that. I like guacamole. I love guacamole. Well, Pleasant Hill Lights Up the Night in Pleasant Hill, Preble County Historical Society Fireworks Celebration in Eaton. So there's a fireworks right there.
It's a real bang.
That's a lot farther drive than any other place that I go to. There's a Small Town Pride in Salina, Ohio. Star Spangled Heights. We already talked about that one, I think. That's in Huber. West Liberty Summer Street Market. I guess that is a festival. I don't know. In Western Liberty. Yellow Springs has their Pride Festival.
Another one?
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know if they had one. Maybe they did. Hamilton, Ohio has the Witches Market. Ooh.
Like Halloween witches? Or
It just says the Witches Markets. Sunday looks like a lot of the same repeats, and then Tawawa Park Festival in Sydney, Wright Dunbar Day in Dayton, and that's it for that. And then Wednesday, skipping ahead, we got Red, White, and Blanchester Blue Festival. It's like a multi-day thing. Then West Milton 4th of July celebration. On Thursday, we got a couple of the repeats from the previous, and then in Fort Loramie Liberty Days Festival. I can never say that word.
Wapakoneta?
Yeah, Wapakoneta. Say it with me. Hooked on Phonics. Wapakoneta. Okay. St. Joseph 4th of July Festival. Lebanon has a Light Up Lebanon. Oxford Freedom Festival Celebration in Oxford. Red Rhythm and Boom in Mason, Ohio. Red, White, and Kaboom in Fairfield, Ohio. I think they were like, oh.
We can beat
that. Someone made one of them, and the other one's like, I got to figure out a better way to say that. Vandalia Star Spangled Celebration. And that is it for that. We're not going to go on to Friday yet. All right, so we're going to move on to some recurring events just to kind of highlight a few of them. There's a lot of exhibits that go on around in the Rosewood Art Center and some other places, which I'll touch on. Matilda the Musical is still playing at the La Comedia Dinner Theater. Check that out if you're interested. Looks like trivia, live trivia with Trivia Shark at Miami Valley Sports Bar. There's some dance, social vintage dancing on Friday nights, at 1400 East 5th Street. And it looks like live theater, The Understudy. They have Friday and Saturday shows at the Beaver Creek Community Theater. On Saturday, the 28th, we got a lot of farmers markets, Yellow Springs, Franklin, Shiloh, Green County, Oakwood, The Heights, which is Huber Heights, New Carlisle. And then some more of the other shows that we just mentioned. Sunday, we have Sunday Fun Day Karaoke at the Barrel in Springboro. Monday looks like there's the boot camp fitness class at down by Riverscape, and then there's also beginner square dance lessons. Looks like a weekly thing at the Michael Solomon Pavilion.
You want to do that?
I would do that. I gotta find time for stuff.
Right.
It looks like there's a lot of Dayton Dragons games going on. Looks like we're playing the Lake County. So check for tickets and times for those. Looks like on Wednesday we got the boot camp fitness class and the Swerk fitness class. Both of those are at Riverscape. I don't know if they're competing fitness groups. I'm not really sure. It's like, my group is better than your group.
We're skinnier than you.
It's like, ours is called Swerk. Because we swerk hard. All right. And lastly, I think we have all the rest of the events. There are a lot, so I'm going to jump through them like a dog jumping through a hoop. Lots of exhibits. I think I mentioned the Rose. I don't remember what I called it. Rose Center or something. The other exhibits looks like at the Contemporary Dayton downtown. Looks like Edward A. Dixon Gallery has one. The International Peace Museum also has some exhibits, so check those out. Peace. I got a funny story about peace, but I won't tell you here.
Right.
So it looks like on Friday, we got a garage sale in Wayne Lakes.
Woo-hoo.
Carnival at Piqua Center. Ohio Dream Fest in Anzonia. I think I mentioned that one. Missed that one too. The Americana Market at Indian Creek Distillery is a multi-day thing in New Carlisle. I like this one. At the Grandparents Weekend at Poor Farmers Campground and Poor Farmers Campground, Lost Creek Road, Fletcher, Ohio. Mm. That's an interesting one. It looks like the Great Miami Small Bath Challenge is still going on. Out on the 5th is still going on. Peace Camp at the International Peace Museum. Looks like Upper Body Exercise Class on 2nd Street Market. I mentioned the Dayton Convention Center. It looks like they have a community open house this Friday, so you want to check it out ahead of time. Xenia Food Truck Rally.
It's on Friday, right?
That is. It's in Xenia. Yeah, there's a lot of events for food trucks. I'm like, I'm not going to like highlight every single one, but if it's like a large one or like a rally, I'll probably throw those out. Neon has Friday night patio parties. I wonder what not pity parties, but patio parties. I wonder what those are like. They're probably fun. I need to check out some of these. I've just never been. Looks like guided downtown Dayton historic walking tour. That's a lot of the words to say. Country night with Ryan Mundy at Riverscape. Goat yoga at the park in Miamisburg.
Ew.
I'm actually thinking about trying it out if we have time. As long as it's not raining. I don't care if it's hot. All right. And then before the day, crossing the Rubicon, Reign of Athena, and Imagine Me King.
That's a lot to
at
say.
700 East 4th Street. All right. At the Funny Bone, we got Marcus D. Wiley. In Springfield, we got the Springfield Pride Kickoff Drag Show. looks like at Northmont Community Auditorium, we got Chicago, a live theater production. So that might be fun.
Okay.
At the Bright Side in Dayton, we got Dayton Silent Disco Beach Party. That's a mouthful. Piqua Discovery Night Hike. Moving on to Saturday. A lot of the same things. We got Mud Day at the Vegersein Gardens Metro Park. I think that's how you say it. I don't really know. And Siebenthaler.
Right.
I'm not really sure what Mud Day is. Does it have an event? Get ready to get messy. Splash in wading pools. Build muddy masterpieces and paint. I think it's for kids.
Right.
And then try out mud face painting.
There's no mud wrestling.
The Yellow Springs Pride, I think I mentioned that. In Miamisburg, you got Cruise the Berg. I think that's a car show. So that'd be fun.
That's every Saturday, and I think they do that.
Probably, yeah. Looks like Marcus D. Wiley again at the Funny Bone. There's a live theater performance for Macbeth, 29 Creative Way. The Tillers and Paige Beller are featuring Elijah Batson in downtown Dayton. I think that's it for that. Then on Sunday, a lot of the same things. Looks like we got a race in Hyde Park. That is in Cincinnati, but it's a run. I like throwing those in here. And a lot of the same stuff, so I'm not even going to worry about that. Then on Sunday, did I say Saturday?
Yep.
Yeah, Sunday. All right. Sunday we got Fun in the Sun Kids Triathlon. What are they doing, these kids?
Making them
run a triathlon?
Taking the PCs and the games away from them.
That's in Kettering.
Get outside and work.
That's good. Also, there's an Upstander 5K race in Cincinnati Union Terminal. We got Kids Fest at the Phrase on Sunday. It's free. We got MBPC Puppy Yoga. there's a lot of stuff in here. Do you enjoy yoga? Do you love puppies? You're exactly who we are talking to. They got raffle tickets and all sorts of things. Sunday is the Wright Dunbar Day. I think I mentioned that earlier. I think I'm planning on going to that, actually. And then downtown, 700 East 4th Street, we got Pride Music Bingo for charity. It's for charity only. Monday, a lot of the exhibits and the carnival at Piqua. There's a lot of, I think that's a multi, like all week for Piqua. Yeah, it looks like 8 days. Tuesday, we got karaoke every Tuesday with Zane. And then Wednesday, a lot of the same. We got live trivia at the Yellow Cab. Thursday, Farmers Market in Lebanon. Open mic night at the Dunaways.
Ooh.
And get this. Crab Rangoon Eating Contest. $15 at the Loose Ends Brewing in Centerville. That I like Rangoon, you know.
Me too.
I don't know.
Is this Saturday?
No. This is I just got rid of it.
Sunday. It's on a Sunday.
I think it's a Thursday.
Next Thursday.
Yeah, a week from this one. I'll have to try it out.
Third.
Yep, it is. It's the day before the 4th.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know.
That's all I got for events. What you got? What you got coming up this weekend?
We've got a parade on Saturday.
Yeah.
If it doesn't rain. And there's.
It's not a rain or shine. It's a
it's
shine only.
Yeah. It's as long as it doesn't pour.
Yeah.
I think it'll be on.
Yeah.
Sprinkles okay.
Yeah, it's no fun. It's no fun when it's pouring down. I've been to like Levitt concerts, and I feel bad for the artists because it's like it is pouring down rain. I'm like, I'm not going to sit out here in the open field.
Nope. Yeah. Must be singing terrible. Everybody's leaving.
Anything else you got?
Let's see. Grocery shopping.
There you go.
And trying to stay cool.
Yeah.
I think that's about it.
That's probably the key.
We got fireworks again. We'll watch those if it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
On Saturday. And I really don't think there's too much else going on.
One of these years, I'm going to just plan all the fireworks that I can try to hit and try to, like, hit every single one. Even if it's, like, you leave.
Right.
Like, 10 minutes in. Okay, I saw those. I want to go to this. I mean, it would be just – it probably wouldn't be that enjoyable, but it would just be, like – I went to 5 fireworks.
Before the trees got too tall, we used to be able to go up here to the parking lot.
Yeah.
And you could see Cloud Parks, Vandalia's, Inglewood's, Tip City. So there was like that little area.
Yeah.
They were all going off at the same time.
Yeah.
So, but,
well, we like our parking lots.
Right.
So
we got a lot of neighbors out here that'll just give you a nice fireworks show, so you don't really have to go anywhere. Thankfully, it's on a Friday this year, so
yeah,
you don't have to worry about going to work the next day.
Right. That's it's nice when the holidays kind of land that way. For me, I think maybe I don't know if I would get to do goat yoga, but it would be kind of fun. I want to experience it at least once. They have multiple times
right.
to do it. Saturday, I am going to go to a troll statues park. I don't remember exactly where it's at, but I know it's in Allwood Audubon. But I guess it's a troll statue park, which would be kind of cool. And a party that night.
At the hair, everything?
I think is that so.
The troll I'm thinking of?
I think so.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun. And then.
You going to do your hair?
All
crazy looking?
I mean, I could just wake up and go.
Right. I mean, that's.
I'll take pictures and I'll send them to
you. Gotcha.
I got a party that night. Sunday, I'm probably going to go to that food truck rally.
Yeah.
That's about it. Going to be going to Michigan next week, so we'll get our podcast in a little early.
Right.
But
Michigan.
Family. So.
Cheaper up there.
What are you talking about?
Things that are cheaper. Gas, yes.
That's yes, I'm sure it is.
Yep.
All right. Well, I don't have anything else. You got anything else?
Not today. Maybe all next right. week. I'll have a lot of hits. A lot of boom, boom, bangs.
Just like that one. Okay. All right. Well, we just want to thank everybody for joining the show today. We hope you enjoy it. Just let you know, we are value for value, so we don't expect you to subscribe and pay a premium for special content. If you get any value out of the show, feel free to give it back in some sort of form, whether it's time, talent, or treasure. If you have any questions or if you have any feedback or just comments or just want to write, tell us how we're doing, email us at Greater Dayton Podcast. And we're trying to release this every Thursday, keep it consistent, get you ready for the weekend and the holidays to come up. All right. Well, I think that was a good show, Jamie.
Yep, and just remember, next week it's Wednesday.
Wednesday. They may not get it. They may still get it on Thursday.
We're doing it on Wednesday.
They won't even know. All right. Well, I'm signing off.
Okay.